Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is already Wednesday, the 28th day of September 2005. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours, and we have several surprise guests scheduled throughout the broadcast today. We'll tell you about those guests as they appear. We're also going to have wide open phones, any news item, any issue, anything you wish to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And I would also encourage first-time callers. You know, we have first-time callers every day, but they normally have to wade through our regular callers who tend to jam the phone lines in the first 5 minutes of the show. If you've tried to call before, never been able to get through, and you've got something you want to talk about, something you want to get off your chest, something you think that's developing, perhaps you think you know when the globalists are going to launch the next terror attack, you want to talk about the White House saying we might have energy shortages, fuel shortages this winter, we better start conserving. But major studies are out showing that it's really oil company profiteering, that there isn't really the shortage they're telling us about. Hey, anything you want to talk about, 1-800-259-9231. Interesting article out of the Idaho State Journal. Is the U.S. creating cloud cover? The Earth is 20% darker, but the question is the government doing it? The world is 20% darker than it was just a few years ago. The Weekly Standard attacks 9/11 skeptics, the neocon publication. Also out of London Independent, the Saudi Arabians are reporting oil reserves are double previous estimates, says the Saudis. Of course, they're finding giant oil fields everywhere, so there's a global crisis. Too much oil. What do the globalists do? The same people that come up with the WMD stories? They announce there's no oil left, and through their big foundations, fund all the little socialist groups, and then well-meaning people pick up on the story and chicken little about in circles. Folks, I got family that are petroleum geologists. I got family that are roughnecks. I got family that, you know, are head guys at refineries. And let me give you the news flash. We got oil literally coming out of our ears. There's so much of it, we're in danger of drowning in these founts of crude oil and sweet and light crude. Now, we do have a major crisis with refineries. They haven't built one since, what, the late 70s, by design to artificially create und bottleneck. So we'll talk about peak oil if you want to. It's an absolute, complete fraud. We are in danger of drowning in oil. So the globalists are creating artificial scarcity, just as they've done with so many other vital commodities and even things like diamonds, luxuries. Tearful Lindy England, the demonic pig, gets 3 years in prison. Mrs. Leash is now in handcuffs herself. Boy, I narrowly escaped handcuffs last night. Wait till you hear about this story. Come home late from editing. Wait till you hear this story. I started laughing. Side issue. Tearful Lindy England, Mrs. Torture, the demonic dwarf, she followed orders, and the lesson is, crooks, criminals, sadists, you think your bosses are going to protect you when you get caught carrying out the torture? You're going to go to the hooskow. Our government openly calls for torture. Gonzalez openly calls for it. A little bit of spittle on his lips. And none of them get in trouble, and their little pig goblin is going to the prison for 3 years. She needs to go to prison for life. She's a psychopathic piece of trash. Be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast, and we have several surprise guests as well coming up that, believe me, you do not want to miss. The toll-free number to join us on air today is 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, this is out of the Idaho State Journal, is the U.S. creating cloud cover? Is it part of Project Cloverleaf? The dam has finally broken on government-sponsored weather modification and control. And now from USA Today to the Associated Press, it's being openly discussed. So we'll talk about it a little bit more today. The Saudis are saying oil reserves are double previous estimates, says the Saudi government. But that's not going to stop the neocons through their leftist front groups from telling you there's no oil left, basically just prepare to be gouged. And remember the little demon, Linda England, torturing people there at the death camp, the same place where people were beaten to death, where children were raped. And we saw the famous photos of her sitting on top of the bloody bodies and pointing at dogs chomping on people and piles of naked men and men with leashes around their necks. Well, she got 3 years in prison. And how can she get 3 years in prison when Rumsfeld openly ordered torture, when the White House chief counsel, Alberto Gonzalez, now attorney general, think about that, the lawgiver, openly in memos, multiple memos, said the president is above the law. We can torture people until they expire. That is, die. And if, you know, we've read these memos several times on air. Just type Gonzalez torture memos into the Google. They'll pop up for you in mainstream news articles. You can read the actual handwritten and typed memos. And he said that if we don't call it torture and we kill them, then it's no problem. More of that Karl Rove, we make reality stuff. You know, somebody walks up to you and shoots you five times in the head with a .357 Magnum and your head is a splattered husk. And they go, I didn't shoot you, I loved you. No problem, officers, I didn't kill anybody. I loved you, I gave you freedom. I released your soul. I mean, you know, it's just this insanity. So we'll go over that. UK rules out Iran military action. That is good news, but you really can't believe them. But at least it shows there's no public support for it. Also, White House press briefing says, save energy, turn off those computers. Yes, the president's going to be saving energy. The great leader is going to be saving energy so we can trust him. Russia successfully test launches a new ballistic missile. Meanwhile, China, again, is threatening to nuke us if we do anything in their takeover of Taiwan. But that's not the threat. The government needs to have the troops watching the American people and searching you at checkpoints. But the southern border is wide open and the northern border is wide open. And they've on many of the nuclear submarines, they have welded the torpedo tubes and the missile tubes shut. And under PDD 60, that's a presidential decision directive, the United States will absorb a full-on nuclear assault before deciding what to do. In the past, we were tracking multiple inbound missile trails. We would have the mutually assured destruction policy of a total release against those that had fired the offending missiles. And then we would also have a missile defense system that, believe me, they've had for a long time, folks. They're just not telling you about it. Also, space-based systems take out those inbound missiles. But not anymore. Bill Clinton signed PDD 60. And George Bush continued its authorization. So when the cops want to search your car at a checkpoint and just say, why is the border wide open and why are we wide open to nuclear attack, but it's for Homeland Security, you want to search my car, Bubba. It doesn't hold water. And more in the mainstream news now, 4 years after the fact that every cell phone is tracking you down to a few feet, and there's no warrants needed, and everything you do is on basically a big board. Every emergency management center can just punch you up and it pulls you up right where you're at. They can even punch a few more buttons and listen to you over your telephone, even when it's turned off. So that's more mainstream news on that. We told you about it back in 1996 when they passed the law, which was then implemented in 2001. And ID cards will control Big Brother State. And that's ABC News. But they say it's good. See, the new thing is just to, the new way of the world is, 10 years ago they'd lie. There is no CFR. There is no world government. There is no world tax. There is no Agenda 21. There is no plan to get your guns. There is no plan to put you in camps. There is no plan to get rid of posse comitatus. There is no plan to put military on the streets. As we were going to the exercises and witnessing them openly admitting they were planning it. But now it's just, oh yeah, we're doing it all, but we've got lots of good reasons to do this. So that's some of what is coming up. But let's go ahead and go to your calls. I'm going to move in rapid succession, rapid speed here, so we can get everybody in. John in Winnipeg, Canada. Welcome, John.
Alex.
Hi.
Thanks, buddy, for taking my call. Listen, I have all the respect in the world for you, but you misrepresented the truth to your listeners, and it wasn't in your name that time, it was in mine. I was telling you, as you hung up on me, or cut me off, that I've spoken to CBC and reporters, and it isn't, and many at CNN also personally, like Bill Hemmer and Kagan and the gang, they know about General Ahmad. They know that Bush had the plan prior to 9/11.
Number one, I'm going to stop you right there. You're calling in. Put him on hold. This guy's calling in about twice a week. And he just starts the phone call like we're cousins and we're having a private conversation. Hey, I'm coming over there to get that thing, all right? I brought the parts. know, and it's, people are listening going, huh, what? For those that don't know, this listener says that he reported to the news what is admitted that General Ahmoud Ahmed wired $100,000 to the lead hijacker, Muhammad Atta, and Ahmoud Ahmed is known CIA and was meeting with Porter Goss and Senator Graham, the House and Senate intelligence heads, on the morning of 9/11. He met at the Bush White House and with the CIA director Tenet and others in that same week. Very suspicious, very serious. Also, the launch plans to invade Afghanistan were on Bush's desk 2 days before the U.S. troops were massed. And he says then that he was, like, detained and questioned and that Bush wants him arrested or something. And I go, look, okay, you told the story 50 times, literally in the last, not 50, probably 20 or 30 times in the last few years on the show. And I go, why don't you tell us your name and tell the whole story? And then he gets irritated, and it just, it's like a perseveration. It's like we're repeating, it's like Groundhog Day or something. We just continue to repeat this same little circle, and the circle will now be broken. It will now end. It is now complete. You know, it's time for you to awaken and come out of this. Now, you got, seriously, you got 30 seconds, John. I just can't do this anymore. You want to call in about something else, that's fine. Is he gone? Okay, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Look, I just can't do it. Okay, and everybody knows I don't censor calls, first name, where you're calling from. But, I mean, you know, I had a fella call me up at about 12:30, 12:35 at night. I was about to go to sleep. He just calls up like he knows me and just says, hey, Alex, this is, it says his first name. This is a different guy than this guy. Calls from Arizona and starts telling me something about David Gergen on TV. And I said, man, it's 12:30 at night. Then he calls in the next day like we're still having that conversation. It's just weird. See, a big distraction here. All right, John, you want to call in about something else, that's fine. But I can just have a tape recording of you and just play the same thing each time you call. Let's talk to River in Texas. River, go ahead.
How you doing today, Alex?
Fine.
You know, I drive around all day long, and I track all of my mileage because I'm on the road every freaking day. And I've noticed, because I'm one of those what they call gas hoarder, apparently. I fill my tank up so it just can't take it anymore. And I know exactly how much miles I'm getting to a half a tank. And I've noticed within the past 3 weeks, I've gone from 215 miles to a half a tank to 171.
You know, it's funny you'd say that, but I know how much I have to fill up. I have the same routine. I go the same places. And I was thinking that it's not just that it's costing more, so we're paying more attention. Gas is, this new formulation or something. It is really burning fast.
Yeah, it's burning really, really fast. And I know that they were saying that they were going to, you know, alter the formulation so that it would be less financially on us. But what's happening is it's costing me more money, and I'm getting less for you know, my gallon.
Oh, you think they'd run a scam on you? Never, never, never.
I'm just noticing that it's pissing me off, you know, because it's going so dramatically. We're talking about within a month, I'm losing almost 50 miles per gallon here.
No, I hear you. Listen, we have to remember the leaders of the energy trading, both in fuels, coal, and just raw electricity generation, was Enron down in Houston. They had fake computers with fake, well, I mean, they were real computers, but computers running fake, you know, markets on them, a fake index in Houston, in California, in L.A., I mean, yes, of course. I mean, there's just it's all riddled with institutional fraud, criminality.
Yeah.
So you know, I have definitely noticed what you're talking about.
Well, I'm hoping that some of the listeners will notice as well. I mean, there are some people out there who have to put $10 of gas in their car to get back and forth to work, as opposed to putting food on the table. Unfortunately, that is a decision that some of us have to make. And when we're getting ripped off like this, you know, they're just trying to push us farther and farther and farther into, you know, it's impossible. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for your time.
River, thanks for calling. No, it's a raping. It's a squeezing. They're teaching us how to be feudal slaves. Now, I'm not against profits, but if they're ill-gotten or they're criminally gained, and that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening with these oil companies. Record profits.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's continue with your phone calls. I just love the different directions that callers take us, the different news items that you bring to the table. Let's talk to, I believe the next caller is Roy in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, it's very good to talk with you. It's been a while since I have, and I just wanted to tell you that I've been listening to you for many years, and I've been on the computer on chat telling people about the things you say, and they've all been coming true. And I've noticed here lately where people used to say I was wearing a tin hat and I was full of conspiracy theories, and because I didn't like Bush and didn't like what he was doing, I should leave the country. But now I'm very happy to say that a lot of these rooms have become over 50% in favor of what you're saying. In fact, they quote you all the time. And I'm sure they forgot that I ever warned them all these years, but it's just a great success, and I feel like there's a victory there somewhere.
Well, no, that is a victory. But do you explain to them, Roy, that you're not – most people, if you're against Bush, they think, oh, you must be for Hillary. Do you explain to them that they're all in business together?
Yes, I try, and it's you know, until people understand that our real enemy is the politicians and those kind of a secret government that control them also. They won't be.
Well, look, it's big corporate private interest have bought up our government.
Exactly.
And they're sucking us dry. It's pretty simple.
It really is. And I wanted to ask you a question. I like to listen to you on the computer because it's so clear. It's better than shortwave. And they've been jamming a lot on shortwave. And I've noticed lately that your Genesis Communications and your program and a lot of other right-wing programs are getting lower and harder to hear. And I can go to just regular music or something that's kind of fun and frivolous, and it's real loud. I have to turn it down, but I have to turn yours all the way up, and just about everyone else is just telling the truth about the government. Is it possible they're manipulating your volume?
You know, you say jamming shortwave. A lot of it is the sun has just been going crazy. It was supposedly hitting the top of its 12-year cycle like 2 years ago, but it just keeps getting more and more violent, and so it's been wreaking havoc across the spectrum. And as for the internet streams, you know, we control that. I really don't know what to say, sir. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Clive in Louisiana. Clive, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Jones. I wanted to talk about a article that you posted on InfoWars, prison planning on September 27th. President Bush says next Supreme Court nominee will be a woman or minority. And I came across an interesting article from the Wall Street Journal op-ed page, and they were suggesting that, and I hope I'm saying the name right, Beit Dinh become the next person to take Sandra Day O'Connor's place.
Beit Dinh is a horrible demon. I personally confronted Beit Dinh. And Beit Dinh is the main author of the Patriot Act.
Exactly. And I found that out on going to the online encyclopedia, and right there on it, if you type in Beit Dinh, it says that he has been mentioned as a potential nominee to the Supreme Court.
Well, he is staunchly anti-gun, so, I mean, he's gold in Bush's book, and he's basically a clone of Gonzalez. He's not a member of a Asian race group.
Right.
So, and Gonzalez is a member of a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan organization. So, in my book, though, they're basically two peas in a pod. And I did hear that he's talking about Beit Dinh. The only person Bush has mentioned by name was 2 weeks ago. And he said, you know, I'm really thinking about Gonzalez. So the only name he's put forward is Gonzalez. And remember, they trial ballooned Gonzalez and said that the White House wanted him right when Sandra Day O'Connor first quit a few months ago, and there was such a screaming and yelling by the few real conservatives that are still left that aren't zombie Kool-Aid drinker Bush followers that they withdrew Gonzalez. But, he's really bad news.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling. I just feel that they might, well, Bush might nominate this guy as the person to take Sandra Day O'Connor. Didn't he also, wasn't he a law clerk for Sandra Day O'Connor at one point in his career?
I believe, for memory serves, I think you're right.
Yeah. And he was also the assistant attorney general from 2000 to 2004. Yeah, I really got a bad feeling about this guy, and I think I'm just guessing here, that Bush might just nominate him.
Well, he's definitely one of their darlings. He'll do whatever he's told.
You know, he might be rewarded for being the chief architect of the Patriot Act.
Look, I don't care if they're Asian, black, white, polka-dotted, or speckled. I don't care who is on that court as long as they love freedom. And again, the whole issue is going to be, is it a minority? Is it a minority?
Yeah.
You know, who cares as long as they want freedom?
Exactly.
And so now we're against Beit Dinh or Gonzalez. That makes them pretty much bulletproof because, you just don't like him because he's Asian.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to AssetProtectionTeam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. To real talk radio, real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. You know, we're often imitated, but we're never duplicated, and that's really too bad, because people tune into this broadcast because they know that I have done my research. I know that I don't know it all. I'm constantly learning more. I learn more from you every day. But at the same time, we have the template. We know what the globalist master plan is, and we don't use their terms. We don't use their lexicon. We don't use their dictionary. We go back to the base terms of liberty versus slavery, not left versus right. And at the same time, I speak from the heart. You know, I tell it like it is. I don't mince words. And I am always honored and humbled by your listenership and by all of you out there that care, and all the information you send me and all the information you give me. The literal hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of good emails I get every day, mixed in with the thousands of links and news articles and spam. And it's really frustrating that I can't email you all back. You know, I can have an auto respond if you'd like. And I know some of you get frustrated that I can't email you back, or I can't thank all your letters, or I can't thank you all for the books or videos you send me. or, you know, people call me with the key information and I get back with them in a week instead of a day. Believe me, we're trying as hard as we can. And so I know it's frustrating sometimes, but believe me, we want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, my entire crew, for all you do and for standing up for freedom. If it wasn't for you out there fighting this deluge of corruption and this deluge of thievery and just out-of-control evil, believe me, we'd be in even deeper trouble. You have done so much. And that goes to the people in the government, outside the government, the good cops that uphold the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the good police that do the right thing. That goes to the school teachers that, despite the system being designed to dumb the kids down and designed to fail, you know, doing a great job in the public schools, trying to wake up young people whenever you get a chance, trying to teach them some real history, you know, despite the fact that the textbooks are a lie. You know, I had a coach who was my, what was it, Texas history when I, in my senior year in high school, Coach Carpenter. And Coach Carpenter finally just slammed, halfway through the semester, slammed the book shut and said, let me just tell you, folks, the stuff in this history book is a bunch of bull. And then he got into, I'll never forget this, and he really liked me because most of the young people didn't have any idea about this stuff. And I'd read None Dare Call It Conspiracy and, you know, knew a little bit about the New World Order, not much. I just kind of read about it in passing and just took it for granted. You have a corrupt elite that tries to take your freedoms, and the Founding Fathers had said so, and I'd read the Declaration of Independence, and he was always talking about that. Coach Carpenter was a great guy. He was like half Latin American. I forget where his grandmother and his mother were from. So I think it was like Venezuela or something. And then his dad was like a Texas good old boy. But he would sit there and explain about gunboat diplomacy and how the bankers operated and how these IMF loans were where they'd go pay off the country to basically sell the people out. And, you know, I mean, he really broke it down. And he was just a great guy. And there are lots of people like Coach Carpenter out there. And there are people that run the whole gamut. You got the bad cops, the really criminal cops who are sociopathic, psychopaths on a power trip, who want to use their authority to abuse people and have power, to the person that would jump in front of a, you know, a train to save a little girl, or it would run into a burning house. You know, you've got that gamut there. But the Founding Fathers said you've got to restrict and chain government down to protect the good people in government and to restrict and control and punish the bad people. Because power will always be abused. It always, corruption always finds the deepest point. It always goes as far as it can until it meets physical restraints. That's the nature of society and humanity. And I'm about to go into the news and some more of your calls, KC and Robert and Brian and Brian and Brent and others. But I got pulled over last night. You know, they say it comes in threes, so I better watch my P's and Q's. Haven't had a ticket in like 3 or 4 years. I got one speeding on my way out to Crawford to cover the whole Cindy Sheehan thing a month and a half ago. And last night it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I've been working on this mini-documentary about Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. And I'm driving home, and I'm downtown. And, you know, I got pulled over about 10 years ago at the same spot. They just randomly pull you over. I don't really think I was speeding. He said I was going 10 miles over the speed limit, but I really don't believe that. Because right when I saw the lights going, I looked at my speedometer, but maybe I did. And they shine the flashlights in my eyes and ask me to get out of the car and tell me they smell alcohol. And, of course, I wasn't drinking rarely do drink, so I, you know, the occasional cerveza while eating Mexican food, maybe. I'm trying to lose weight, so I don't even do that these days. And I say, no, I haven't been drinking. And he's about to ask to search the car, and I get out of the car, and he goes, well, I want you to do a sobriety test. And you know what? It's late. I want to go home. I'm not in the mood. And they'll take you to jail, folks, if you say no to the sobriety test. Now, if he'd have wanted me to blow, I probably would have said no just on the face of it, because those things malfunction sometimes. Plus, it's an intrusion on my Fifth Amendment. I shouldn't have to incriminate. But then I was thinking, do I want to have to sue him and take it to court? Because, the state has said that you got to blow, but everybody knows that's a violation of the Fifth Amendment and the Fourth Amendment. Well, do I want to do this? But thank God they didn't do that. And they were both military types. You could tell, the stance, the chest out, real professional. One of them standing behind me, one of them standing in front of me, both of them eyeing me. I mean, they're like trained dogs. And I'm not trying to be mean. There's something almost elegant to the training. I'm not saying you're bad. And they're eyeing me, kind of in like an eagle-like stance, eagle-eyeing me, staring at me. And he pulls out this little red light, and he goes, follow it. Well, this goes on for about 2 minutes. And, folks, I'm following the light. I mean, no problem. Not turning my head, following the light. He'll sit there for like 30 seconds with it one spot. And I go, this is like Blade Runner and Void Comp. And the only thing he did that was irritating is I started fidgeting after about 2 minutes of this, and started putting my fingers into my pockets. I'm standing there doing this, and he said, what do you got in your pockets? At that point, I just laughed, and I said, look, I'm not going to sit here and look at your light all night long. I haven't been drinking. Do what you got to do, but I'm done. And he had to exercise the power. He goes, just look at it one more second. And then as soon as I submitted for like 2 more seconds, he said, okay. And then I said, what is the point of that? And he goes, well, we test for alcohol, inhalants, and PCP. And I just started laughing. There was something so funny about it. Because, folks, I don't know of anyone that's ever seen PCP, anyone that's ever known anybody that's seen PCP. It's so ridiculous. I've been now tested for PCP. I got home and climbed in bed. My wife, I was giggling. She said, why are you laughing? I go, I've been tested to see if I was on PCP or huffing glue. It was so funny. Anyways, he didn't give me a ticket. He gave me a warning for going 10 miles over the speed limit. He gave me a warning and sent me on my way. But, it's not fair that you drive anywhere around those bars. And again, every restaurant, that's not true. 95%. In fact, I don't think there is a restaurant in Austin that doesn't have a bar. I mean, you go to Dallas, you got to have the membership card and alcohol. They like keep it locked up in an armored, vault. And there's alcohol everywhere, folks. So I don't understand how you're coming out of a restaurant that's got a bar, or you're leaving an office building and the cops pull out. And I left and I was driving and I saw this car, this driving. This police car. And I said, man, that thing's going to pull me over. And then 5 minutes later, sure enough, it had wheeled around and gotten behind me. But some cops, when you're not speeding, will still go ahead and give you the ticket instead of giving you the warning. Because I really don't think I was speeding. And I think he couldn't say, well, now I'm not going to, give you a ticket for speeding. No, I'm just going to give you the warning. The reason I say that is that 6th Street, right before it hits Mopac, is pretty windy and bumpy. And there's a lot of cars on it, even at 1 o'clock in the morning. And, I never really drive over about 35 miles an hour on that street. Okay, that's enough. I've just spent 5 minutes or longer talking about this. And it doesn't really matter. It's just, we've got this military, and everybody that leaves the military, a large percentage of them, go and become cops, and they're trained at checkpoints and searching people and doing all of this. And it just isn't freedom. It isn't America, folks. And thank God these guys were not goons. But I have been pulled over by goons. Do I want to search your vehicle? Well, no, you can't. Well, why can't I? You got some kind of attitude? And I'm just like, it's the Fourth Amendment. This is America, and I don't want my children growing up in a police state. And I don't think you do either. So go get a dog, get whatever you need. I don't have any drugs or nothing in that vehicle. You do what you got to do, but I am not going to let you search the vehicle voluntarily. There was no need for that last night. Though they were trying to figure out what my, I still had a bag of dive gear in the back seat. They were really shining their flashlights at that, but it's got a weave, you know, it's transparent, so water can drip out of it. And I think they figured out, I heard a mumbling about it, but they at first they were really wondering what that giant bag of gear was. I remember the time I got pulled over, it was back when I lived at home when I was in high school. My mother said, go get me some yogurt, frozen yogurt at the yogurt place, and I'm driving back, and this cop wheels around, pulls me over, and I was speeding. You know, there's no way he could have radared me. He was driving down the street, and I was speeding about 15 miles over the speed limit. He wheels around, pulls me over on my parents' street. He walks up to the car. There's a weight belt, back when I was in shape, worked out every day, laying in the front seat. He pulls a gun out, puts it to my head, starts screaming to get out of the car, and then he sees that it's a weight belt, apologizes and lets me go and says, don't speed. See, a bad cop would have freaked out and probably said I resisted and took me to jail just because his adrenaline got up. I mean, that happens, folks. They get their adrenaline out and they go crazy. You know, they can't handle it. But still, even if he was a good cop, I came an inch from getting my head blown off because the guy freaked out on a weight belt. And I want to know why these guys are so scared. Another thing is they're going to come back from Iraq where they are getting bombed, they are getting shot at, in many cases by our own government. That's now proven. And they're going to be on our streets. In fact, they already are. I do run on at the mouth, don't I? Let's go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to KC in Minnesota. Welcome, KC.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I had a question for you. I don't know if you ever got to cover this or not. I'm sure you did. Thing is how it kind of deals with the war. But it was the Sullivan versus the USA. And the judge was actually on record saying something to the extent it's just like kids who break a rule the first 200 times and after a while they don't care and they don't acknowledge that the rule exists. Did you?
I'm not familiar with that case. Why don't you fill us all in?
Oh, it's excellent because apparently I'm looking at the PDF document right now. Apparently this guy, he wanted to file a complaint against the president and the administration for going to war and violating the War Powers Clause of the Constitution. And he was speaking with the judge about this, and I think he actually got it to court one day after the war began. And, the case of Sullivan versus the USA.
Well, do me a favor. Obviously, if you've got a PDF file, you're on the computer. Email it to tips@infowars.com and also go over to Prison Planet and email the webmaster there. That would be something good to write an article about. But I do understand this mentality or this concept. And it's really one of the creeds of tyrants that, well, if they can get away with it, even if it's against the law, that sets precedent as what they call a ritual or a ancient custom. And so it borders on, it's very similar to possession is 9/10 of the law, that if the government can make you lick their boots until they're clean, if the government can tell blacks they're slaves and blacks will accept it and the public will accept it, then it becomes kind of a de facto law. And, of course, it's a fraud. But the government says, but that's what Alberto Gonzalez said as chief counsel to Bush before he was attorney general, is he said, you are the law. And if you say torture isn't torture, it isn't. We can kill people. I mean, he says we can torture them. He says we can pressure them until they expire. And this is so important. And if we say it isn't torture and we kill them, then it isn't bad. So, again, that's cuckoo land, but that's what emperors always do.
One other thing I wanted to point out to you real quick, Alex, was the Violence Against Women Act passed the Senate Judiciary with an amendment, and that amendment had to do with the National DNA Registry where, you know, basically, if you're arrested or even taken to police custody, they can collect your DNA.
Now when you get arrested for not paying the ticket that you put in the glove compartment and forgot about, now when you get arrested for the 14 parking tickets, now when that happens, they are going to take a tissue swab or blood. But here's the deal. Everybody who's 33 or younger, born in a hospital, had blood taken as part of a federal program that I've had congressmen on. And so see now that they want to use it, now they just got to get you accustomed, see. But, yes, I did see that. Now, it's still got a – isn't it going to conference or is it going to the president?
I'm not sure if it's still got to pass either the House or the Senate. If it passed the Senate, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
really
I believe that's still got to go into conference, but it's very close. I saw that yesterday. You know, that's a real travesty. Again, I mean, look, it follows everything else that's happening. Anything else?
Glad.
Pardon me?
Thanks a lot. No, that's
okay, thank you. Thank you so much, sir, for that information. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Your audio is low. We'll come back, and we'll see how the callers bring us in all these great directions. It's all informative. We'll come back and talk to many, many others that are patiently holding, and a lot of news. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Continuing with open the phones. In the third hour, we're scheduled to have a gentleman on who actually works at the Bohemian Grove, and he's got photos and video inside. And I've now seen some of this, and he saw quite a few people, Clarence Thomas and others. He was constantly hit on by the homosexual conservatives, and quite interesting, to say the least. He's scheduled to be on in the third hour. And also Eustace Mullins, you know, it's been a real mystery. I've had Eustace on several times in years past, and Eustace says that when people try to call him, that it's somehow rerouted or misdirected so that he doesn't get our calls every time he's supposed to come on at Showtime. We'll see if that happens. We'll keep trying him throughout the next hour. We're already trying him before Showtime, and it's going nowhere. But, you know, we've had experience with this before. I was going to be on Jeff Rentz's show one time. Got a call that day. Hey, this is Jeff's assistant, a real professional. You're not going to be needed tonight. Jeff's having somebody else on. And it turned out like seven of his other guests had gotten, you know, these same phone calls. So weird stuff like that goes on sometimes with a key guest. But we'll see about getting Eustace Mullins on. And then, of course, we do have that other guest that we'll just call Kyle coming on, who worked inside the Bohemian Grove. Boy, does he have some stories to tell. And we'll continue with your phone calls. Before I go to Robert and Brian and Brett and many others that are holding patiently, just briefly, you know, I'm not going to belabor this, but I've made some pretty good videos, and they're excellent tools for waking people up. I mean, you can talk till you're blue in the face to your neighbor or to your brother or to your grandma or to your son or daughter or to your boss or to your employee about the New World Order, about the nature of empires, about corruption, about what the Founding Fathers warned us of. And a lot of people aren't going to wake up. They're not going to understand it. But if you give them a professionally produced video where every claim has a video clip documenting it, or news articles or bills with bill numbers with the subtext blown up, every claim, every word, every document backed up, it's very effective. And we always, in my films, cover things in a historical perspective. You know, we've had history stolen from us by the dominant media and the government training centers, the public schools, the government training camps, the indoctrination centers. We try to deprogram people. And we do it with the truth. And my new film, Martial Law, is my best work. I'm very proud of it. I mean, you really need to have this video. And you need to make copies of it, please, and get it out to people. Or if you don't want to make copies, just buy multiple originals. Whatever. And that's how you also support this broadcast and make it possible. Martial Law is 3 hours long. It's a miniseries for the price of one video. Three videos on one DVD. Covers the police state, the latest info on 9/11, how the globalists carried it out, and then their master plan and what their secret ideology is, this order of death, this brotherhood of death. Go to Infowars.com, Infowars.com, and order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Peruse the bookstore and video store there, and all the other great titles and all the big discounts. Or call toll-free, and they can answer all your questions as well. 1-888-253-3139. And don't ever forget, you can see them all online right now at prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We'll be back with the second hour. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at gcnlive.com or call 877-300-7645.